Blog Talk Radio.
Did any of that come out again? This is Firemouse Spirit Warrior coming to you live from Michigan. And today, it didn't change when I edited it. It's supposed to read other example readings of humility. It's supposed to be prayers of humility. And I will be reading some Native American readings and our prayers to see what, if any, similarity to the biblical idea of humility. Is it even important or necessary to carry this trait in today's society? Does modern society show any humble attributes? What do I think of humility and being humble? And as I start the show, my nose is deciding to stuff up. So I'm going to have to blow my nose on air. I didn't pay the $39 a month, so I can't edit it. I'll try to put the phone down when I do it. I need to possess more enthusiasm. Hold on. I'm back. I was out in the sun today, maybe a little bit too much, I'm not sure. Anyhow, back to the reading. And this word is like a word jumble that I did there. Does modern society show any humble attributes? What do I think of humility and being humble? No, I think people are prouder than ever and will continue to become prouder than ever. It is just a going trend. Faithful, for instance. What does that mean? Nothing really. So we are then an arrogant and faithless modern society. Oh, am I being harsh? Tell me so at hello7twice@outlook.com or call in and let me know. You can go ahead and call in. It's 657-383-1065. Today the tags are under humble, humility, oh my gosh, society, people, relating, modern, important, entertainment, PG-13. It's really not. It's pretty general. I mean, it's usually family-friendly now. Boring as a rock. And, well, on with the readings. Maybe I can possess some enthusiasm or emotion while reading these. I always feel more reading a Native American prayer than I do the Bible. Native American prayer. This is translated by Lakota Sioux Chief Yellow Lark in 1887. Published in Native American Prayers by the Episcopal Church. Native American prayer. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother, but to find my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Well, I would have to say that encapsulates humble and humility, and we need to go no further. That was it. That was it to me, right there. I don't know what this is, if it even relates. Lakota instructions for living. This is passed down from white buffalo calf woman. Friends, do it this way. That is, whatever you do in life, do the very best you can with both your heart and mind. And if you do it that way, the power of the universe will come to your assistance if your heart and mind are in unity. When one sits in the hoop of the people, one must be responsible because all of creation is related. And the hurt of the one is the hurt of all, and the honor of one is the honor of all. And whatever we do affects everything in the universe. If you do it that way, that is, if you truly join your heart and mind as one, whatever you ask for, that's the way it's going to be. Wow. I think that's pretty powerful too. Let's see what else we have here. Earth, teach me. This is by an Uta prayer. Earth, teach me quiet as the grasses are still with new light. Earth, teach me suffering as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me humility as blossoms are humble with beginning. Earth, teach me caring as mothers nurture their young. Earth, teach me courage as the tree that stands alone. Earth, teach me limitation as the ant that crawls on the ground. Earth, teach me freedom as the eagle that soars in the sky. Earth, teach me acceptance as the leaves that die each fall. Earth, teach me renewal as the seed that rises in the spring. Earth, teach me to forget myself as melted snow forgets its life. That's humility. Earth, teach me to forget myself. Earth, teach me to remember kindness as dry fields weep with rain. Treat the earth well. It was not given to you by your parents. It was loaned to you by your children. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. If the white man wants to live in peace with the Indian, he can live in peace. Treat all men alike. Give them all the same law. Give them all an even chance to live and grow. All men were made by the same great spirit chief. They are all brothers and sisters. The earth is the mother of all people, and all people should have equal rights upon it. Let me be free man, free to travel, free to stop, free to work, free to trade, where I choose my own teachers. Free to follow the religion of my fathers, free to think and talk and act for myself, and I will obey every law or submit to the penalty. Nez Perce Leader Chief Joseph. The True Peace. I don't know what these are. I haven't looked through these. Just reading them. True Peace. The first peace, which is the most important, is that which comes within the souls of people when they realize their relationship, their oneness with the universe and all its powers, and when they realize that at the center of the universe dwells Wankatanka, the Great Spirit, and that the center is really everywhere. It is within each of us. This is the real peace. And the others are but reflections of this. The second peace is that which is made between two people, two individuals. And the third is that which is made between two nations. But above all, you should understand that there can never be peace between nations until there is known that true peace, which, as I have often said, is within the souls of men. Black Oak. Sioux and spiritual leader, 1863 to 1950. It's just short. I'll read it. It's about sadness. May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. May hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong. Chief Dan George, hold on. Hold on to what is good, even if it's a handful of earth. Hold on to what you believe, even if it's a tree that stands by itself. Hold on to what you must do, even if it's a long way from here. Hold on to your life, even if it's easier to let go. Hold on to my hand. Even if someday I'll be gone away from you. Oh, isn't that beautiful? That one I did. I almost cried. I have no idea why, but I did. It's a Pueblo Indian prayer. This is one of my favorites, and it's probably one of the most famous, so it's probably been overdone. But this is John Fire Lame Deer. This is also Sioux Lakota. 1903 to 1976. He actually lived a few years in from when I was born. So he saw a huge transformation in society. Before our white brothers arrived to make us civilized men, we didn't have any kind of prison. Because of this, we had no delinquents. Without a prison, there can be no delinquents. We had no locks nor keys, and therefore among us there was no thieves. When someone was so poor that he couldn't afford a horse, a tent, or a blanket, he would in that case receive it as a gift. We were too uncivilized to give great importance to private property. We didn't know any kind of money, and consequently the value of a human being was not determined by his wealth. We had no written laws laid down, no lawyers, no politicians. Therefore, we were not able to cheat and swindle one another. We were really in bad shape before the white men arrived, and I don't know how to explain how we were able to manage without these fundamental things that, so they tell us, are so necessary for a civilized society. Well, so far I've read some that had a flare of humility, and I'm sure there's many more. And I would read every single one. And maybe by the end be crying, like, why aren't these people my government? What happened to this beautiful, what was once called a proud nation? Like, can you use proud and still be humble? I was wondering about that one. Like, you can be a proud ranger or a proud warrior to defend your land and still be humble. So I think that that's a beautiful balance. But, like, the sense that I want to talk about humility and being humble is all of us are broadcasting ourselves. All of us at some point are doing a YouTube of ourselves. All of these people on TV trying to get some limelight. And is this predominantly in America? And if so, there's no way that we could be considered humble. Could we? Or are we just vocalizing our free speech and our free expression, which is what makes us American? I think it's a little bit of both. And that's all right. And I was just being really, like, harsh there, thinking maybe, like, I would catch someone's interest and they'd want to call in at 657-383-1065. And no, I really don't think we've become, like, arrogant and faithless society. I don't. But sometimes talking to young people, I wonder about where things are going. Their lack of caring, so to speak. Most of their lives, they've seen the earth being destroyed or already was. And I'm just wondering what hope there is left for the children. But I guess we'll see. We'll see how much more technologically advanced we can become and how much more fast-paced we can become and how much more Twitter-friendly we can become and Facebook-friendly and all of these social medias and all of these things that are they making us more real or are more far away from our brother and sister in the end? I don't Twitter. I don't Facebook. I don't do any of that. And does that make me not fitting into modern society? I don't know. Tell me what you think. Do you think it brings people closer together? I've heard that theory too. 657-383-1065. Well, anyhow, I'm going to play a song. I don't know. These songs are songs by my husband and I. That's who play these. I play percussion and sing, and my husband does the guitar. I'm going to end the show with Locked Up. This is actually has to do with hunger for media attention and, like, the social trend of rappers and these different influential people of our modern young society. So I'm going to play that. All of you have a fantastic day. Because when this song is over, et c'est la vie, ciao, hasta la vista, baby. I had a couple more that came to me, but... Well, anyhow, this is about 4 minutes long, so if you want to check out now, I understand. If not, if you want to hear the groove again for the millionth time, hold on to your seats. Have a great day. C'est la vie. Firemus, Spirit Warrior, signing off.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
What shady fool.
calm.